Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem. So, Yerovam has just received a nebuah from Achio HaShiloni. It hasn't been revealed to anybody else. There are no witnesses. There are no people overhearing. But, nevertheless, because of Yerovam's rebellious behavior, the way Shlomo sees it, Vayivake Shlomo lohamises Yerovam. So Shlomo sought to put Yerovam to death, to kill him. Any criticism of a king, certainly in a less than respectful way in public, is called being murdered b'malchus, raising up your hand against the king. So by raising up his hand against Shlomo back in Pasuk Chaf Vav Chaf Zayin, and the explanation retroactively that he had already had a nevuah that he himself, Yerovam, was going to be king someday, you could see why he raised his hand up against Shlomo. Well, now Shlomo seeks his death. He may not realize that Yerovam has a destiny to be a king of Israel, but then again, maybe he does. It seems like Shlomo was aware that Yerovam was a threat to the dynasty. So he sought to kill him. Vayakam Yerovam vayivrach Mitzrayim. El Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. So Yerovam got up quickly and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, the king of Egypt. Now Shishak, the king of Egypt, is the new paro of Mitzrayim. The Radak tells us this is not Shlomo's father-in-law anymore. This is his heir. So I guess a brother-in-law of sorts. And brothers-in-law don't always get along. And he has no love for Shlomo HaMelech, the Radak points out. So he took in all of the rebels. We saw the previous Satan getting away. Was it Hadad that we had running around making trouble? And he ran to Mitzrayim for a while, and he was made into an officer. Yep. Our friend Hadad, and now Yerovam himself goes to Egypt. Vayivim Mitzrayim ad Mos Shlomo. And simply put, Yerovam stayed there until the death of Shlomo because it wasn't safe for him to come back. Shlomo may have been somewhat of a diminished king, but a king he still was, with the Lord High Royal Executioner. And so Yerovam, smart enough not to take any chances, stays in Mitzrayim. We saw that Avshalom went into exile and then came back, and then coming back fomented a direct rebellion which ended in his death. Yerovam is not going to do this. Mem Aleph. So we wrap up Shlomo HaMelech's life, career, and incredible accomplishments. The Yeser Divrei Shlomo V'chol Asher Asa V'chach Maso. And the rest of the deeds of Shlomo and what he did, and his wisdom. Halohem kesuvim al sefer divrei Shlomo. Behold, they are written in the book of the words of Shlomo. So, the sefer divrei Shlomo apparently no longer exists. There were chroniclers, but it seems to have been available during the days of Ezra. It was used as a source for divrei hayamim, or at least part of divrei hayamim. There are mentions of the records of Nasan Hanavi in Divrei Hayamim, of the prophecies of Achio HaShiloni in Divrei Hayamim, also the visions of Yedo HaRoeh concerning Yerovam ben Nevat. So these are all mentioned in Divrei Hayamim Beis Tes Chaf Tes, if you want to see them referenced. But now, so Shlomo and all of his accomplishments can be summarized. But Membeis Vayomim Asher Molach Shlomo v'Yerushalayim Al Kol Yisrael, the days that Shlomo ruled in Yerushalayim upon all of Klal Yisrael, Arba'im Shana, was 40 years. So the Abarbanel summarizes various aspects. He had the allegiance of all 12 tribes. His greatness was wisdom, power, and wealth. A combination of all three that almost no king ever has. Incredible wisdom, which we mentioned at length in earlier Prakim, but which seems to have deserted him with his loss of control in his later years. the military power, arsenal, and cavalry that kept the Jewish people safe from all enemies or neighbors, and unprecedented wealth. But the Medrash says, by marrying so many women, and his wives affected his judgment to the point where he allowed Avodah Zarah, he lost all three of these. The shipments of gold ceased because we see that the taxes went up, and Yerovam's career as a tax collector reflects that. We see that his wisdom deserted him because of the behavior of all of these wives that he had, and his power shrunk as well. Now, Barbanel says all of these were brachos from God, and if you're not worthy of the bracha, you can lose the bracha. There are the famous stories from the Spielman and Fine cartoons in the Jewish press, The Adventures of King Solomon, that he was replaced by a doppelganger, by a demon named Ashmodai, the demon lord, who took over the throne and ruled foolishly in the place of the once wise king. Whether or not that's literal, certainly there was a diminishment. And finally, as the end of all people comes, Mem Gimel Vayishkav Shlomo im Avosav. Shlomo lay with his forefathers. He died and was buried. Vayikaveir Be'ir David Aviv. And he was buried in Ir David, in the city of David, his father. Vayimloch Rechavam Beno Tachtav. And his son Rechavam reigned in his place. Just as Yerovam, Yerev Am, may be a nickname, or it may be his actual name, but it's also a name that's meaningful in who Yerovam was. Rechavam's name, Rabbi Alex Israel says, may have similar meaning. Rechavam, the width of the people, being wider than the people, seeking to broaden his rule over the people. His name reflects some of his own problematic characteristics. Rechavam is going to grow up a child of wealth and luxury who knew he would be the king. And in fact, he's going to lack the populist connection that, first of all, his father had once had, but second of all, that his opponent, Yerovam, is going to have. And Rechavam is going to make grievous mistakes, fairly famous, but perhaps you haven't learned them inside. And so we will do that in Perek Yud Beis.